We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Well, everybody, welcome to a beautiful Friday night. We're starting this one at 6 o'clock pregame, coming at you at 5:45. We got the Centralia Panthers all the way on the road, traveling a near 4 hours to come play the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers, a battle of the Panthers. We're going to see whose claws are sharp tonight, but we got 15 minutes until the game start. Both these teams electric on the season, the 9-1 Centralia Panthers, and of course, the 9-1 St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. Both of these teams, they have been incredible all season long. You talk about Centralia, the winning of the district championship, the winning of the league champions, and then as well as for the St. Colgan Panthers, it's the same with their league and their district. These two teams have been dominant all season long, again, only taking one loss, and both of these teams, one loss, pretty significant, right? The Panthers, they played at their second game of the year. They played Mid-Buchanan. This is a team that's equivalent to a 3A school in Kansas. I mean, this was a big team, and they took a loss of just 41-6, and they went out there, they played a tough opponent, and they learned from it. Well, St. Mary's Colgan did the same thing. In fact, they played a team that's not too far down the road, Frontenac, just a little north of here, of St. Mary's Pitt Colgan, and they only lost 26-0 to Frontenac. Again, another school that's 3A, so both of these teams coming down to an even playing field, if you will, and someone's going to show out tonight, and one team from these two have an opportunity to go to Substate next week to either play Rossville or Jackson Heights. That game is going to be covered around the start time, 6:45 for pregame, 7 o'clock. Jackson Heights is hosting Rossville. Again, that is on 96.9. COZA as 103.9. KNZA, they're doing the Osage coverage at Osage. That is Nemaha Central taking on that. So we got a lot of great games going tonight, but we got the early start time because let me tell you, folks, we got an absolutely incredible game up and coming. Again, these two teams have a big history with each other. There is 13. This has been 13 total matchups between these total teams. Right now, leading it, St. Mary's Colgan. They have a 7-5 edge all-time in the all-time series lead, but 7-3 win in the playoffs. Now, Centralia, they've won the last two straight games. One of those games was back in 2019. They won 30-0. That was in week four. That season, Centralia went on to win a state championship. Just one of four that they have. Centralia, they've won four total state championships. And then when you talk about St. Mary's Colgan, they have won a total of 7 state championships. They have been absolutely incredible. They have won one in 2003, 2002, 2001, and 2000, including one in 1984. All these under head coach Chuck Smith, again, with those four consecutive state titles. That was a 68-game winning streak. This was an incredible team in the early 2000s. And then also, back in the Frank Crispino era for this St. Mary's Colgan team, they won back-to-back seasons 1974, 1975, both going undefeated in those seasons. But again, this is going to be a great all-time matchup between these two teams. They played each other for the first time 39 years ago. Centralia won in the playoffs in the sub-state game, 28-27 in overtime. We're going to see what this one's going to look out to be. We got 3 minutes. We'll come back here, talk a little more. Centralia Panthers taking on the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers here on the road. Stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Off to my right, helping me with stats today, Troy Prophet. And back in studio, getting this one afloat, we got Kurt Kilman. Man, this one is going to be exciting. I can't really, you know, bring enough to this. This is going to be a great match between Centralia and St. Mary's Colgan. And I talked about here in that first segment the all-time meetings. This is going to be the 13th all-time meeting with right now St. Mary's Colgan holding a 7-5 all-time edge, 7-3 in the playoffs. But breaking down just a little more, both these teams, they lost to JCN last year in the playoffs. Centralia, they got beat 16-0 in the regional round to JCN. Pitt Colgan, they lost 20-13 to JCN in the playoffs. Both of these teams, again, taking a look back at this year, they have been explosive. Only one loss, and again, that loss was to 3A team for both of these teams, both being 9-1 winners of their district. And breaking down a little bit of these stats, these teams have great quarterback play going from Centralia. Jacob Flenny, a first-team all-league returner from the TVL, but also an all-state honorable mention. He's averaging 7.2 yards per carry, but on the season, 712 passing yards, 10 total passing touchdowns for only 2 interceptions. But he's rushing for over 1,000, nearly 200 yards, with 13 complimentary touchdowns to over nearly 170 carries on the year. He has been an absolutely incredible player, but you can't just stop there. You got to look down at the sophomore, Quinton Aldifer, 6 foot, 205 pounds. Again, a sophomore. He's gotten over 70 targets on the year, over 25 receptions on the season, 425 yards and 6 touchdowns. Just receiving, carrying, he's nearly at 80 carries for over 120 yards and 8 total touchdowns. He has been an absolute monster on the ground game. He has gotten it going in the best of ways for this Centralia team. And it's going to be a key matchup here for the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers to key a player like Aldifer. Aldifer has been great week in and week out, but he's a primary passing target. There is other guys on this team that, of course, that can catch. Ben Haverkamp, he's been a great guy with over 100 receiving yards on the season, 115 with 6 receptions. Tyler Jones, he's got a couple of receptions. Isaac Reineke, he's got 2 receptions for 36 yards. But again, there's one key guy to go over. We'll be back in just a little bit to talk over some key points here for St. Mary's Colgan. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes as the playing of the national anthem.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, KMZA 92.1. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Off to my right, Troy Prophet helping me out with stats. Back in studio, Kirk Hillman. We got the Centralia Panthers on the road taking on St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. Again, I can't emphasize it enough. This is a huge match between these two teams. They haven't played since 2019, but this is their 13th. Total match, and breaking down, I was talking about the Panthers just a little bit ago and how great they've been on the season with Flensie as Aldefer. I mean, this team is nearly averaging 300 yards a game. They, again, week in, week out, they have dominated the run game. They really work well off that single wing offense, the spinner back set, and also the trickery on whether you know, is the center snapping it to the fullback, the tailback, the wing back, or the quarterback? You really don't know, but it is a great offense that is ran well and well through by the Centralia Panthers. When talking about St. Mary's, the Colgan Panthers, man on the year, Carson Simmons, he's been a dominant guy, over 1,000 yards passing on this season. He's got 18 total passing touchdowns, two interceptions. On the ground, he's contributed with 230 yards, nine touchdowns and a fumble. So when you really bring in the keys, this is going to be a key guy to really take away for the Centralia Panthers. Not just that, but it's the upfront play that's going to come in the most handiness for the Centralia Panthers. As just going looking at strictly the offensive line and defensive line, St. Mary's Colgan Panthers have at least a couple hundred more pounds and a couple inches on nearly every guy. And again, you know, that doesn't mean that they're going to be more physical. That just means they're bigger. So again, for Centralia, they got to get out fast. They got to get out quick. Last week at Olpe, they took advantage of that. Olpe started slowing down the offense. They took their time. Centralia, they eliminated their time of possession. They got things quicker and they worked at a faster pace. And that will be the, again, probably another key for today. We're going to take a quick 1 minute timeout. We'll be right back and we'll have the game on the way. The Centralia Panthers against St. Mary's Colgan here only on 92.1 KMZA.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Live here at 92.1 KMZA at Hutchinson Field. Compliments to the Pittsburgh Dragons, allowing the hosting here of St. Mary's Colgan Panthers against the Centralia Panthers. Again, a classification of 1A matchup between these two teams. It is an all-purple field, but the teams are blue and, well, I would say orange, but right now the Centralia Panthers are currently out there in the white tops, black bottoms, and for the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers, they're in the blue tops, white bottoms. So St. Mary's Colgan, they won the toss. They elected to defer. Your Centralia Panthers will receive to start this game here on 92.1 KMZA, the earliest game to start here for all of our stations. And let me tell you, the reason why is because we're going to get pumped up, we're going to get energized, and we're going to start this Friday Night Lights off right with some Centralia football here on 92.1 KMZA. Four quarters, 12 minutes each, 48 minutes left to play. Let's go here on 92.1 KMZA. Kickoff on the way here. Down the field, back to receive Alderford for the Centralia Panthers. He's at the three-yard line, taking this one up right side the hash mark. He's pumping up the brakes, and now he makes a swing move out to near the 20, but he's going to get brought down around the 18. Centralia Panthers starting on their own 18-yard line with 11 minutes and 52 seconds here on the clock. First play up and coming again, this offense on the year, on the ground, averaging 7.3 yards per carry, 257.8 yards a game with over 2,320 rushing yards on the season. The two big backs on this team being Flency with over 1,000, nearly 200 rushing yards, Quinton Alderford with over 400 rushing yards, Heideman, he's got over nearly 300 on the season as well. Here, Centralia running their first play of the game, first down and 10 on their own 18. Keeper from Flinty. Flinty, he's got a hole! First play of the game and nearly broke it deep. He's dropped down at the 42-yard line. Tackle made from Carson Simmons, the quarterback of St. Mary's Colgan. A keeper of over 20 yards, I believe 24 yards on the carry. An incredible first play for the Centralia Panthers that already picks up the first down of the game. And Centralia last week against Olpe had back-to-back three and outs. They struggled getting that offense going, but in the second quarter, they got that spark. They found the ignition in the tank, and they started rolling. Right now, they already have a spark. First play of the game, over 20-yard carry for Flinty. Flinty, this time, hands off to Oliver. Oliver, outside the numbers, near side, cuts it right back. Nice spin move! Brings on against the linebacker, and now he's dropped down at the 48-yard line. Great tackle brought by Jamie Hamilton. Again, that's a defensive line unit for the St. Mary's Colgan. Worth mentioning, all these guys, they lead the team in tackles, especially Kristen Morris, over 70 tackles on the season. But right there, Jamie Hamilton, that's his 48th tackle. Right now, Centralia Panthers, just two plays in this game, all positive here. Now on a second down and just four to go, 6-yard pickup from Quinton Alderford. Again, second down and four, ball in Centralia's own 47-yard line. This is a keeper. It looks like Flinty may have fumbled the football. The ball's on the ground. I think they might keep it to the Centralia Panthers. Looks like it will stay that way to the Panthers, but an almost early slip up from the snap from the center to the quarterback. Almost just gave the ball free. Tyron Talley, number 53, the sophomore. He's the center. Again, it's just a little bit of a missed snap. Now brings up a third down and four. It's a long four, about 4.5 yards from that first down marker. End out to the right, wide right. Jacob Flinty, keeper, he's got the first down, looking for some, bouncing outside the numbers, he's to the 20, taking down the corner down the field, laying a hit with his arm. Again, that was Simmons who brought him down. He's brought down by 15-yard line. Jacob Flinty on the fourth play of the first drive for Centralia. He's got another 20-yard-plus pickup for the Panthers. This one, a pickup of more than 30 yards. Not just good enough for the first down, but and then some. An official pickup of 36 yards on the carry. 9 minutes, 30 seconds left of the first quarter. Centralia Panthers, they're owning it right now at 92.1 KMZA. Still a 0-0 game. First possession, first down and 10. Ball here on the 15-yard line. Hands off up the middle to Aldifer. And Aldifer is not going to go nowhere as he's stopped by a brick wall. Excuse me. Running back there, Henry Heidman was on the carry officially. 9 minutes left to go now. We're 3 minutes into this one. Centralia, they've ran a total of 5 plays down the field. They've taken off 3 minutes off the clock. A drive that started on their own 18-yard line. And here they go, driving over 50 yards down the field. Second down and 8 from the 15-yard line. Spinning around circles. Aldifer lowering his shoulder, nearly busting it into the end zone, taking him down the tackle. Brady Bedard, the junior defensive back. And that's going to pick up another first down for the Centralia Panthers off their 6th play. Quinton Aldifer busts his biggest run of the night early here in the first quarter. Centralia, they are now down on the 2-yard line, first down and goal. No need for the sticks. The Centralia Panthers looking to score early here in quarter number 1. Again, this would be a huge upset for the Centralia Panthers team coming on the road, traveling 4 hours all the way down here to St. Mary's. Pitt Colgan and Jacob Flinty right into the end zone, easy as easy could be. Centralia Panthers in just 7 plays and nearly 4 minutes of play score the first opening touchdown of the game. Jacob Flinty from 2 yards out now setting up for the 2-point conversion. Centralia Panthers, they're a team who usually goes for a 2-pointer. St. Mary's Colgan, they're a team that settles with the extra point. We'll see if that trend stays tonight. Jacob Flinty, another keeper for the 2-point conversion, going over his line, and he's good. The Centralia Panthers take an early 8-0 lead to start the first quarter. We'll be back here in just 30 seconds. Stay locked in 92.1 KMZA. Centralia up 8-0.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between 2 televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Your Centralia Panthers already up 8-0 here on 92.1 KMZA. Jacob Flinty caps off the drive with a 2-yard run into the end zone on a first and goal. It was an 82-yard drive that lasted nearly 4 minutes off the clock. It's a total of 7 plays. The 2-point conversion was good with another Jacob Flinty keeper. And now up 8-0, the Centralia Panthers. Now Pitt Colgan on the way here for the return. And Centralia onside kicks it. It is recovered by the St. Mary's Panthers. What an interesting play call, but one you really wouldn't reject. Interesting idea for Centralia. Maybe try to take an early lead. It's Alex Beasley on the special teams who picked it up for the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. Here leading this offense again for Pitt Colgan, Carson Simmons. He's been a dynamic player running and passing on the season. He's in shotgun trips right in the first play of the game. Is a pass play, but Simmons takes off, gets outside the left hash marks, picks up a gain of 9 with just his legs alone. A great pickup again. That drive started on Pitt Colgan's own 47-yard line. Due to the onside kick, now they are already across the 50. They are on Centralia's own 44. Same formation, trips right, single back set, off to the right of the hip of Simmons. In shotgun is the quarterback, St. Mary's Colgan, this time a handoff to Noah Duncan. Duncan, he's got enough for the first down. Picked up 4 yards on the carry. Again, Noah Duncan on the season, That's his 84th carry for over now 570 yards rushing and 9 complimentary touchdowns. He's a senior, one of the many seniors on this roster. Just a 5'8 build, though, and 170 pounds. Short, stout, but mighty. Same formation, trips right, single back set here. This time it's going to be another handoff to Duncan. Duncan, he's rattling around in the backfield, finally taken down. Plenty rolled into the backfield, but also Ronnebaugh. That time a loss of yards, the first tackle for loss we've seen tonight. That time being brought by the Centralia defense. Linebackers coming in hot. Now a second down and 11 for St. Mary's, Pitt Colgan. This time, twins right, single out to the left side, dropping back to pass. Pressure in his face, Simmons rolls out to the right, passes down the field, nearly intercepted! Off the hands of Oliver into Anthony Schremer. Caught at the 30-yard line, that's a first down. Oh, we'll see if it is a first down. It will be. Just a perfect pass. Gone down for an 11-yard completion. Oliver, it was in his hands. And like butter on an ice rink, it just went right on through. That's going to be a fortunate break here for the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. They're now set on a first and goal on the Centralia 29-yard line. Again, passing, stepping up in the pocket, completing the pass. This one, a good check down of just 5 yards. A completion to, again, Anthony Schremer. He's been a primary target already with back-to-back catches. Tackle by Ronnebaum on the play. Trips left now. No, Duncan, he's off to the right side of the hip of Simmons, the quarterback. This time it's going to be a quarterback keeper off the read option going up the middle through the B gap. And he's going to be stopped short here. Well, the chain game is making the decision and the referees will say it's good enough for a first down. Taking the first down here, quarterback again, Carson Simmons, number 3. He's just a junior, 6'1", 170 pounds, leading this team with some much-needed plays with his legs and his arm talent. First down and 10. Now the spinner back comes out from St. Mary's Colgan, but the Panthers, well, that's their bread and butter, and they stop it in the backfield. That's called trying to take a page out of the playbook, but that time the page got burnt pretty quickly. Anthony Schremer, he was found in the backfield pretty quickly and swallowed up. It is a gain of none. St. Mary's, again, they tried to run that spinner back with Carson Simmons. They spun him twice around, gave it out to the motioning wide receiver, but he got tackled just on the line of scrimmage. Brings up now a second down and 10, ball on the 17-yard line of the Panthers. Twins right, twins left. Sending a man into motion now. That's Adamson. Adamson, he's got it out to the right side, and he's going to get brought down nearly at the 14-yard line. That's Clayton Adamson, the junior, on the jet motion carry. We'll see if they give him just a yard on it. And they're going to be nice enough to slide him to third down and 8. Ball from the 15-yard line of the Centralia Panthers. Panthers early on here. Trying to come for the stop. They've almost had 2 interceptions on this drive alone. One was way more convincing than the other. That was Quinton Oliver. Went right through his hands, but an opportunity to make up this. Dropping back to pass. Simmons rolling out to his right side. Pressure in his face. Completed with the toe tag swag at the sideline. What a catch on the 7-yard line. We'll see if that's enough for the first down. That's going to be pretty awful close. If it's at the 7 yard exactly, it might just be a 4th and inches. And they're going to say it was just good enough for the first down. What a catch. I believe Anthony Schremer who caught it. And now it's a 1st and goal from the 7 yard line. Right now, twins left. Wide to the right with a tight end in motion now. That's Will Schremer. He lines up on the right side of the line. Now it's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle. It's stuffed early. Isaac Reinecke coming in and shooting the hole and making the tackle. That's going to move him back 1 yard. 2 tackles for loss already here for the Centralia Panthers on the defensive side. on this year. The Centralia Panthers have had an incredible defense, only allowing 17 points per game. Last year, they averaged 15 points per game. Second and goal from the 7-yard line. Again, right now with it, St. Mary's Colgan. The Panthers were just tuning in. Centralia, they're already up 8-0. They scored on their opening drive. We got 3 minutes and 10 seconds left of this game. It's a keeper from Simmons, and he walks right into the end zone. Well, I shouldn't necessarily say walk. He had to throw a couple of stiff arms, but he made his way inside. Now Pitt Colgan is only down 8-6. Both quarterbacks have reached the end zone for both teams. A drive of nearly 5 minutes long and 53 yards down the field for Pitt Colgan. They managed to score. They also converted a third down, a crucial third down. Now setting up for the extra point kick. The hold is good from Anthony Schremer, and going right through the wicket on the kick is Joe Lampshek. He has now made 49 out of 55 extra points on the season. This game is 8-7. Still a 1-point lead for the Centralia Panthers. We'll be right back here. Still in the first quarter with 3:04 left to go. You're tuning in to 92.1 KMZA.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This game is 8-7. Centralia still with the lead here, but just cut down to just 1 point from a 53-yard drive with the extra point gone through from Joe Lampshek. The drive was capped off by a 7-yard touchdown run from number 3, the junior quarterback Carson Simmons. He had an incredible drive, completing 3 crucial passes, all that were completed to officially Will Schremer. Again, that is he's cousins with Anthony Schremer. Anthony wears number 6, Will wears number 9, so they're pretty darn similar, and they're both great receivers, so not often they get the two confused. Dagan Ronenbaum looking to return this one for the Centralia Panthers. I think they're going to get a hold on the return unit, Centralia, just up to their own 20-yard line, but they might go back a little further. We'll see about the official call. But Centralia on the season, averaging 37 points per game. This is a call that will go against the Centralia Panthers. I do believe there's a holding. And that's going to push them back, I believe, 10 yards. See where they officially mark it. And where they take them back from. Again, it was just a return up to the 22-yard line, 21-yard line, and they'll spot it at the 11. Centralia Panthers, first and 10. From their own 11-yard line with 2:49 left to go here in the first quarter. But the Panthers, they lead by 1, 8-7. They had an 82-yard drive that lasted nearly 4 minutes, 7 plays. And again, Jacob Flinty, he had the score. Talk about Flinty, he's got the keeper here running right up the middle, this time like a bulldozer. Doesn't break one for 20 yards, but is able to fall forward for at least... they're going to call it 3. 3-yard carry for Jacob Flinty. Second down and 7. Ball now on the Panthers' 15-yard line. Near to the 15-yard line. Spotted officially the 14. Play clock at 17 seconds right now. And these teams haven't played since 2019. Centralia won 30-0. All-time St. Mary's lead. 7-5, 7-3 in the playoffs. Sending Reinicke in motion, handoff here to Ronenbaum. Ronenbaum, he's exploding outside the numbers. He's got enough for the first down. That was past the 20-yard line and then some. So an official pickup of more than 10 yards. There might just be 10 on the dot. For Dagan Ronenbaum. Dagan Ronenbaum, he had 2 carries last week. He's an excellent running back with now over 24 carries on the season with over 150 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. But receiving-wise, he's got 2 receptions for 41 yards. I didn't talk enough about the kid on defense. He's got 2 defensive touchdowns on the season also for Centralia. First down and 10 here from the 23-yard line. Alda first, stiffing arming a guy in the backfield, trying to make another guy miss, trying to make another one in the just behind the line of scrimmage, officially finally brought down by Anthony Schremer, the junior defensive back, and that's going to be a gain of one. Now second and nine. Man, what an incredible effort from Aldifer. A play that looked like it was going to get blown up 4 yards in the backfield, and then it looked like he was going to get blown up 2 yards in the backfield. But again, the stiff arm, the spin cycle, and then getting tackled just a yard after the carry. Ball now at the 24-yard line of the Centralia Panthers. Second down and nine. Jacob Flensy in the backfield. He's looking to hold on to this one. He keeps it. And there's a flag that trails right behind. Might get a holding here against the Centralia offense. And that will be the call. Centralia Panthers, again, on that offensive line. They got some big guys looking all about 6 foot, nearly over 200 pounds. Well, I'll tell you, St. Mary's Colgan, everyone on their offensive line, defensive line, nearly over 6 foot one, and just over 230 pounds average over for each and single one of them. They got a big unit for Centralia. They got to come out fast. No surprise there that the holding call gets drawn. Just got to stay disciplined through and through for the Centralia Panthers. Here now, a second down and long, second down and 19 from the Centralia's own 14-yard line. This time, seeing a little bit of a spread formation with Quinton Aldifer spread all the way to the right side. They're leaving him on a one-on-one. And now a flag. I believe that might just be a false start against the offense. Now that's going to be a delay of game penalty against the offense. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty. So now what was a second down and 19 becomes a second down and 24. And I'm not really too sure here on if it's really a great defensive decision to let Quinton Aldifer be one-on-one all the way to the right. I mean, they have him spread out as far as possible to the numbers, and they don't even have a safety covering him. I mean, he's the leading receiver. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a passing touchdown. Flensy's going deep. Quinton Aldifer, he's got a one-on-one, and pass interference. Carson Simmons, maybe, again, this might just be called against Aldifer. But if Flensy could have aired it out maybe 10 yards further down the field, Aldifer would have had an open touchdown. Aldifer, he's pointing towards St. Mary's Colgan, and they might just get Carson Simmons on a pass interference. That's 15 yards in high school. And they're going to give it. So what a play. Well, looking for maybe a correction here. They looks like this one actually will go back against Centralia. A little bit of confusion here. So they were moving them back, but now they're moving them forward here. So it'll be a 15-yard penalty. That'll set Centralia up on their own 24-yard line. Again, I kind of mentioned it. You know, I saw Quinton Aldifer was lined up one-on-one. I mean, when you put that matchup out there, you need a safety over top. And unfortunately, they did not put that safety there. That drew the pass interference. Centralia, they'll be on a second down 11 on their own 24-yard line. They're up 8-7. The end of the first quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay locked in at 92.1 KMZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have gates, belts, and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 8-7, Centralia Panthers with the lead. It's a second down, and they're going to change it to a second down and 10 from a second down and 11. They moved the chains up a little bit. Second down and 10, ball on their own 24-yard line. The Centralia Panthers keep it here for Aldifer. He's got a block from Flency, and he's only going to pick up just a little more than 6 yards on the carry. That'll bring up a third down and short from the first down. Ball now on the 32-yard line. Centralia, they start this possession on their own 11. And, man, this possession, it has gone forward, back with penalties. The big play, of course, was the one-on-one. Again, I'm over here like, why are you putting Quinton Aldifer for, why are you one-on-one-ing him? He's going to win that matchup for Centralia. And what did he do? He won the matchup. He didn't get the catch, but he was able to draw the pass interference. And right there, that was just, again, a great play design from Holtis, head coach of the Panthers, third year. Keeper here for Flency, and Flency looks just to have enough for the first down, a third down and one. He has a one-yard carry to move the sticks. 11 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Again, Centralia up 8-7. This is the second possession of the game for Centralia on their first drive. They start on their 18-yard line. It was a seven-play drive, 82 yards down the field, and it lasted just nearly 4 minutes, capped off by Jacob Plenty and his legs into the end zone. First down and 10, ball now on the 33-yard line, Centralia territory. End out to the right, left, as well as a receiver. Aldifer, he gets a block from Isaac Reinecke, and he's got enough for the first down. That's going to be a gain of 11 for Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer, last week, man, was he a monster against Olpe. He had over 150 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns in just the second half alone. Centralia found a spark in the young sophomore, and man, he has been incredible all year long. And again, just a young sophomore player. He's going to be a key for future success for the Centralia team for many, many years to come. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets a mention at the state level this season. Here's Centralia with it. First down and 10. Ball now on their own 44-yard line. This time it's going to be a keeper from Jacob Plenty. He's busting a couple of broken tackles, making another man miss. He's past the 30. He's out to the left side now, nearly down at the numbers, brought down at the 20. What a run from Jacob Flency. What incredible blocking up front. I mean, he followed his 3 blockers for nearly 20 yards. He busted out to the right, went inside the hashes, went to the far left, and now he's dropped down at the 21. A carry of over 38 yards. First down and 10 now. Centralia, in just one play, have went all the way down the field into St. Mary's territory. Hand off to Dagan Ronnebaum, taking a block off the right outside edge. There's going to be a flag. I think that might be against Centralia. Ronnebaum does move forward and falls at the 10-yard line. That will be a pickup of 11 yards if it's a penalty against St. Mary's Colgan. But that's going to be another holding call against Centralia on this long drive for the Panthers that has already and this drive has already lasted nearly, actually it now has officially lasted 6 minutes. This is a 6-minute drive, and Centralia has had 2 holding calls as well as a delay of game. 25 total penalty yards, but they are still driving down the field. The foot is on the gas, and they are not willing to stop until they reach the end zone. Bunching up the offense this time, tailback, fullback, single back, Reagenbaum. He's got the handoff here, bouncing out to the left outside edge. He's going to pick up at least 8 yards to make it a second down and 12. Dagan Ronnebaum, he's getting some work here tonight. Credit to him. Last week, only 2 carries. This week, he's already gotten 4. Second down and 11. They'll give him a 9-yard on the carry. Second down and 11. Ball on the 22-yard line of St. Colgan territory. Jacob Flency making a cut inside, outside the hash marks, left side. 2 cuts into the end zone. And that's going to start some bleeding here for the Pit Colgan Panthers as the Centralia Panthers have clawed their way into the end zone with Jacob Lenti's second score of the game. What an incredible drive. And Centralia, that was just their second possession of the game. And we're here with only 8 minutes and 21 seconds left of the second quarter. Centralia last week, they were in quick bursts to score. This week, they are taking their time getting some clock off the board. Jagan Ronnebong, he gets his handoff here. He's rolling over his offensive lineman, and that little roll just shimmying him into the end zone to take a 16-7 lead here in the second quarter with 8:21 left to go. Centralia mounts the lead. Stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZA. We'll be back in 30.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now with the lead 16-7 is the Centralia Panthers on a long drive, 89 yards down the field. The Centralia Panthers have had an 82-yard drive, an 89-yard drive, and they have scored on both of them in their first two possessions. Both scores by Jacob Flenty. The first one was a 2-yard rushing touchdown. This time was a 22-yard rushing touchdown. And I talked about before this game got started, it's about the upfront play. It's about how the offensive line in the front five can block the lead blockers as well. You credit Isaac Reinecke in there too. And tell you what, Centralia Panthers are dominating early on, and they got to keep that success rolling. Here, a squib kick that just gets picked up barely by Brady Bedard. Bedard out to the right side, and he's brought down the 40-yard line, but this might be a holding call brought against the return team of St. Mary's Colgan. St. Mary's Colgan, you have to get a holding call themselves this game. The tackle's down the 40-yard line. And Pitt Colgan, they started on their last drive on their own 47-yard line. So when you're talking about the offenses, Centralia has been at an extreme disadvantage on all of their offensive starts. Again, an 82-yard drive to score, an 89-yard drive to score. Pitt Colgan, they had a 53-yard drive to score on their first drive. And here they start on their second drive. It is a holding call against them. That'll push them 10 yards back, and now they'll be on their own 38-yard line to start. Pitt Colgan here in the second quarter, 8:11 left to go here on the clock. First play a coming, twins right, twins left. Duncan in the backfield, he gets the handoff here, straight up the middle like a bowling ball, but brought down quickly and swiftly on the tackle, Henry Heideman. Henry Heideman on the season, 82 tackles. That is also pickup of just 2 yards for Noah Duncan. Already with over 4 carries on this game is Duncan. We'll have some stats for you at halftime for both sides and players. Will Schremer motions out to the right side of the line, playing the tight end, rolling out to his left side. Flood concept here. Simmons looking to try to get Trevor Verone, but out of bounds. Excuse me, Anthony Schremer, who is on the intended pass. Oh, they're going to get him on the catch. Another toe tag swag here for the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. They are just inches from going out of bounds on all their catches nearly, but great concentration effort from the receivers. And even more impressive placement from the quarterback, Carson Simmons. He's very effective on the run. Third down and five. Ball on the 33-yard line of St. Mary's. Pitt Colgan going out to his left side, facing pressure, throwing out of bounds here, and now the Centralia Panthers are going to force a 4th down and 5. Pitt Colgan not picking up their first 3rd down of the game are now brought to a 4th down. 4th down and 5, and St. Mary's Pitt Colgan in their own territory on their own 32-yard line, and now the punt team will come out. Centralia no chance better than now to try to make this an even more extended lead. They're already up by two possessions, 16-17. Already up by nine. That's two possessions, but they can possibly make it three. Punt drops the 40-yard line, bounces a little forward, and it will be officially picked up at the 44-yard line. That's where the Centralia Panthers will start on their third drive. Funnily enough, this is the best field position the Panthers have gotten in this game. Again, their first drive, they started on their own 18-yard line. Their second drive, their own 11. They scored on back-to-back of those drives. Here they start on their third possession of the game on their own 44. 7 minutes and 2 seconds left to go here in the first half. Currently right now, just under 60 degrees, not too hefty of a wind, 5 miles per hour. And even better than that, we're in a great run time in this game again. It started at 6 o'clock. We're at 6:34 on the time. In shotgun, Flinty. He's got a keeper off the left side of the line, bulldozing through a couple of defenders, and he's dropped officially past the 50-yard line at the 48. Up there on the tackle, Noah Duncan, one of the same area as Colgan Panthers. Again, we're playing at Hutchinson Field, complimentary of the Pittsburgh Dragons, the 5A school, but St. Mary's Colgan, the private Catholic school, they play here for all their games. Second down and just three to go for the Panthers. They are on the St. Mary's Colgan 49-yard line. In shotgun, Flinty, spinner back, hand off to Heidemann. Heidemann, he's got enough of the first down, and he's going through a couple of defenders. He just added some onto it. Tackled by Brady Crossland, as well as assisted by Brady Beisler. Another first down here for the Centralia Panthers. They are moving swiftly down the field. Already in just three plays on this drive on a first and 10 here. Ball on the 43-yard line inside St. Mary's Colgan Panthers territory for the third time tonight. Score 16-7, 5:52 left on the clock in the second quarter. Jacob Flinty keeps this one up the middle. Needs to break one more. He's got one guy on him, and he's dragged down the 20. Tackle credited to Brady Beisler. He was on the last one right there. He just prevented a near 40-yard-plus touchdown run from Jacob Flinty. That's going to be a huge first down. Jacob Flinty, he's already got four rushes this game over 20-plus yards or more. He has been efficient. Ball down the 20-yard line in St. Mary's Colgan Panthers territory. It's the Centralia Panthers, first down and 10. Again, the Centralia team on the season with nearly 260 rushing yards a game, averaging 7.3 yards per carry, 37 points per game. And shotgun, it's straight to Quinton Oliver. Oliver, he's got the first down. He's staying in bounds, walking the tightrope known as the sideline, and possibly in the end zone. I think they're going to call him short. They're going to get him short of just 2 yards. That will bring up now a first and goal from the 2 yard line. Quinton Aldifer, a huge 17, 18 yard run. An opportunity for Centralia to take a 22-7 if they score the touchdown. If they can get the 2-point conversion as well, it'd make it 24-7. Jacob Flinty in shotgun here. He gets the snap, trying to run it into the end zone. He's dropped at the 1 yard line. The referees are running in quickly here, and they're going to down it at the one. Centralia, again, they've won the last two straight matchups against the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. They won in 2019. And in 2018, in the regular season, the only two times these teams have played in the regular season against each other. Other than that, this is their 11th all-time meeting in the playoffs, where, again, St. Mary's Colgan holds a 7-3 all-time advantage when playing the Panthers, Centralia Panthers, in the playoffs. Last time taking that victory, back in 2017. Pitt Colgan, they finished runner-up that year. And here with 4 minutes and 4 seconds left to go, Centralia Panthers. They'll call the first time out of any teams of the half. They're up 16-7, or 4:04 left to go. Stay locked in here at 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 16-7, 4:04 left to go. Jacob Flinty leading his team down to the end zone. The Panthers, they just called a timeout. I think they were doing it to maybe look over at Flinty, possibly sustaining a minor injury in the last play. I believe he's out there in the huddle, though. Just a quick timeout to get him recovered. And there he is, back in shotgun, number one. Jacob Flinty, he's already got two touchdowns today. Might try to add a third here. He's already got over 152 rushing yards on the game, and now he's got 152 rushing yards and three rushing touchdowns. Jacob Flinty, 153 yards on the game, three rushing touchdowns. He is leading the Centralia team to an incredible upset over the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. It is 22-7 now. Trying to go for the two-point conversion is the Panthers. This time, first time throwing it tonight, and caught! Ben Haverkamp! We saw that twice last week against Olpe. They ran the exact same two-point conversion play, that float out to the right. Haverkamp always open in the back of the end zone, and even if he's not open, well, he's got big hands, and he's going to make that snag. It's now 24-7. Huge lead for the Panthers with only 3:58 left to go in the second quarter. Stay locked in. We're back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Scoring on a 56-yard drive, starting on the 44-yard line with just 3 minutes and 4 total seconds to take off the clock, it was the Centralia Panthers. Jacob Flinty, 153 yards rushing on the game, 3 rushing touchdowns. He is helping the Centralia team get off to a 24-7 start here early in the first half. Here now, a long kick for Centralia. They kick pretty deep, the longest kick they've had tonight on the kickoff. And it's picked up at the 5 and brought up to just about the 27-yard line for St. Mary's Colgan, the Panthers. Again, this is a Class 1A matchup here in the quarterfinals round of state. The winner of this will play the winner of the Jackson Heights and Rossville game. That game, pregame, gets started in 3 minutes on 96.9 COSA with Wade. But as well, the game starting at 7, courtesy also the Cobra Channel will be broadcasting it. Simmons. Rolling out to the right side, passing down the field, and I think that's another sideline catch here for the St. Colgan Panthers. See if they give it to him, and they will. What an incredible catch by Brady Bedard. What an effort on the season. He's got over 270 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. He's just a junior, 5'11", and 160 pounds, but he's got great discipline. Pitt Colgan. Now on their own 44-yard line, first down and 10. Simmons dropping back, throwing out to the left side. It's another pass completed. Again, same target taken down by Jacob Flinty. It was Bedard on the catch. I think they're going to get here maybe a helmet-to-helmet call against Jacob Flinty. Might just get a personal foul here against the Centralia Panthers. It will be. That's only going to be a 5-yard penalty. St. Mary's Colgan Panthers, they're a little confused on it, but still happily takes the penalty for the first down. Now first down and 10 in Centralia territory. Starting here on the Centralia 45-yard line, and looks like it's going to be a false start here against the St. Colgan. St. Mary's Colgan Panthers now push them back 5 yards. Now first down and 15, they set up on the exact 50-yard line, right down the middle. Centralia Panthers on the season defensively. I mentioned 17 points average per game defensively given up. Last year, they were only giving up 15 points per game. Last season, the Panthers, they only had two games where they allowed 20 or more points. This season, they've had four straight games where they've allowed 20 or more points. But the offense, they have picked it up majorly. And that, again, that's kind of the big difference is when your offense can consistently put up nearly 40 points a game. Pressure in the face, first down 15 from the 50 for St. Mary's Colgan, and it's a catch from Will Schremer of just 7 yards. Bring up now a second down and 8. Ball on the 44-yard line. It's an official gain of just 6 yards on the reception. Will Schremer, he's been a outstanding target tonight. He came in today with 12 receptions, 241 yards receiving, and 6 total receiving touchdowns. That ties the team lead with most receiving touchdowns out of any players. Trips out to the left, rolling out that way too is Simmons. Simmons throws out to the near side, caught at the 41-yard line of the Panthers' territory. Great catch and seal off the near side. Anthony Schremer, who had the catch and completion, he's cousins with Will Schremer, both tight end and wide receivers that have been absolutely incredible in the spread on the season for St. Mary's Colgan. Third down and 6 now. The last possession for Pitt Colgan ended in a punt. Their first possession was a 53-yard touchdown drive. Simon, pressure in his face, nearly sacked, gets out of it, throws it into the dirt, fourth down. Great pressure applied from the Centralia Panthers defense. A Centralia defense that have only recorded 5 sacks all year against a Pitt Colgan team that has only allowed 1 sack all season, but they still find a way to get pressure in the pocket. And now Pitt Colgan, they're only 1 of 3 of the night on third down. They have not attempted a fourth down until this point. And here on a fourth down and 6 on their own on the Panthers' own 41-yard line, they are going to go for it. But real quick, Centralia, they are going to call a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here for a fourth down and 6, a crucial one here for Pitt Colgan as they're down 24-7. With 2:21 left to go in the first half.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between 2 televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Krennan Prophet. Off to my right, helping me out with some stats here, Troy Prophet, my dad, and back in studio, Kirk Kilman. 2:21 left to go here the first half, second quarter, 24-7. Centralia Panthers with the lead, but it's the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers on a crucial fourth down and 6 in Panthers territory, Centralia Panthers territory on their own 41. Fourth down and 6, up and coming, one to maybe swing some momentum. The first fourth down we've seen all night, sending Adamson in motion, dropping back, pressure in his face, brought down at the line of scrimmage. That's the second sack all season allowed from this amazing front five from St. Mary's. This 6th sack all year from the Centralia Panthers, and they come in hot like a bunch of heat-seeking missiles. They bring them down. The fourth down, not complete. Centralia, they take over. Now a first down, and 10 here, working from their own 41-yard line is the Centralia Panthers. The Panthers had a 40-26 win last week against Opie. In that game, they forced no turnovers, but they did force Opie to turnover on downs twice. That is a key factor to keep in mind when a defense can stand tall like that. Here, big run out for Aldifer. Looks like, Flinty, he was the ball carrier A gain of 9 yards brings up second down and one for Centralia. They are now on their own 49-yard line, nearly at the 50. Centralia have scored on three straight drives, all from Jacob Plenty. The first drive from their own 18, then their own 11, and then, of course, from their own 44. Here, Quinton Aldefer breaks up for the first down, spins around. It's going to take a herd of Panthers, St. Mary's Colgan Panthers, to take him down. Quinton Aldefer picking up the first. Again, between the senior and the sophomore, the upperclassmen in the under, they have brought the most to this Centralia team between Flinty's 1,000 and 200 rushing yards on the season and Quinton Aldefer's nearly 500 rushing yards on the season. 1:30 left to go in the first quarter. Centralia trying to get a score here before the end of the half. Jacob Plenty, keeper out to the left side. It's a first down and 10. And he's still running and running and running. Finally brought down at the 30. I thought he was maybe going to get brought down, but he's just carrying defenders on him. For St. Mary's Colgan, they're going to have a lot to talk about in the locker room after this because they have been struggling on finishing tackles. They're having 2 to 3 guys on top of Centralia, but they're just running with them. First down and 10 now, ball on the 30-yard line in St. Mary's Pitt Colgan territory. Quinton Aldefer out to the outside, past the numbers, the 5, stepping in, pulled by the jersey, but gets it into the end zone for Centralia. Centralia now up 30-7. What an incredible start for the Centralia Panthers. Really, for both of these teams, all we had to look at was that Riverside game. Centralia beat Riverside 34-28. St. Mary's Colgan, they beat them 19-0. So when you look at that, this should be a great matchup. But Centralia are dominant and coming out with some brooms early. It is 30-7, trying to make it 32-7. Jacob Flinty rolling his way into the end zone for the two-point conversion. That's good. It's 32-7. The Centralia Panthers, 32-7. Yes, it is a huge lead with just 1 minute left to go of the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds with just 1 minute left to go. Pitt Colgan are going to try to respond before the end of the first.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're here doing Centralia Panthers Radio, and if you just tuned in, well, let me tell you, this is exciting. You're missing out on so much fun. 32-7, the Centralia Panthers with a 25-point lead over Pitt Colgan. Man, this is an incredible game. Again, Centralia all-time 7-3. Down in the all-time series against St. Mary's Colgan when playing them in the playoffs. This is their 11th all-time meeting in the playoffs. Centralia, they are on foot to go to sub-state. As again, they're up 32-7. Huge lead of more than 4 possessions. This is going to be a good return from number 10, Joe Lomshek, the kicker of St. Mary's Colgan, so not only is he a kicker, but he's a returner, brings it up to the 35-yard line for the start of Pitt Colgan. But again, Pitt Colgan here, they came in the night, and they play a very tough league schedule, they played a very tough district schedule, and again, both these teams only with one loss on the season. The one loss for St. Mary's Colgan was the 3A Frontenac team, just down the road, 26-0. Andrew Cannon was the single loss of the year for Centralia. Here, a pass that goes out of bounds. The first time we've seen a pass to the outside not get completed at the sideline. That's going to be an incompletion. One of just, I believe, first on the night. I believe only 2 or 3 here for Carson Simmons total. He's had great efficiency in the passing game and finding his open targets. And even if they're not open, he's been making them open. The Centralia up 32-7. Centralia will not get the ball to start the second half. It will be Pitt Colgan, so with a quick score right now here, and possibly one at halftime, they have a chance to only be down by 2 possessions the next time Centralia gets the ball. Snap in shotgun. Simmons stepping up, releasing deep. Adams, Aldefer, one-handed deflection. Aldefer could have nearly came away with a pick. I think he just settled down and knew he just should have deflected it. So that's what he did. He raised the right hand and he batted it down. One-on-one coverage. We talked about Aldefer on offense, how you don't want to let a guy like him be one-on-one. And if he's one-on-one against your offensive player, well, it might as well walk away the key and throw it away because he's got your guy on lock. Quinton Aldefer, man, he's been a great player all season long. Playing free safety here for the Panthers. Third down and 10 now after the incompletion and a fumble going backwards. Picked up by the offensive lineman, running away with it, trying to west off, and he officially stumbles and falls down at the 30. The big man didn't know what to do with the football. What an incredible strip sack from the defensive line of Centralia. Again, I talk about it. The defensive line is not as big as this offensive line unit from St. Mary's Colgan. But Centralia has been fast. They've been quick and explosive off the line. One of just many examples right there. They have gotten two sacks now on the quarterback, Carson Simmons. This offensive line from Pitt Colgan has only allowed one sack all year long. Centralia, a team that came in the day with only five sacks, they got nearly half of their sacks already with two in this game. They are incredible. Punt formation here for Pitt Colgan. There was a timeout, but of course we kept things with here for 92.1 KMZA, 22 seconds left on the clock. The reason why there was a timeout in Troy, they called their last timeout, so that way they had the opportunity to not let the clock run, so that maybe Centralia could score before the end of the first half and maybe make this a 38-7 game. Regardless, this is a four-possession lead for the Centralia Panthers. Punt deep. Quinton Aldefer, he's got a block from Flinty right in front of him, but the ball will just roll onto the ground and fall gently at the 29-yard line is where it will finally fall, but there will be only 7 seconds left on the clock. I'm sure Roger Holtis might just knee this one, but we'll see what the trickery awaits. Pitt Colgan, first drive of the game. They got set up on an onside kick from Centralia. Went 53 yards down the field and scored. But on three straight drives, they have punted, turnover on downs, and punted again. They nearly just had a fumble. Carson Simmons lost the ball 10 yards in the backfield. But thankfully, the offensive lineman, number 55, Michael Westhoff, the 5'11", 240-pound senior, maybe just made the play that saved it for St. Mary's Colgan, or at least keeps them in this game. Centralia was just 7 seconds, no timeouts, will come out with a spread offense, single back in the backfield, first time tonight. Jacob Flinty, he'll get this one as a carry. He's got a couple blockers down the field, looks to get tackled, but brought down at the 46-yard line as the time expires. So that gives Flinty a little bit to add to the stat sheet with another 20-yard-plus carry. But the Centralia Panthers to end the first half up 32-7. They're up by 25 points. This is a road game and would be considered an upset for Centralia to come up against Pitt Colgan. We'll be back here for the halftime. Again, halftime brought to you by Highland Community College, but also, well, I can't officially give too many scores around the area because we don't have too many teams going on, but we got a couple. That is help assisted, again, our score update for the whole town, Auto House, and Fairview. But again, stay tuned here. We'll be right back for a halftime show by Highland Community College. We got that one in a couple of minutes. Centralia up 32-7.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products.
their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Helmers Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in to the Halftime Show, the Highland Community College Halftime Show, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And man, let me tell you who's far from home, the Centralia Panthers. And don't worry, they'll find home after this one. But right now, 32-7, they are up right now, and it will be a great trip home if they can secure this one, because right now, Jackson Heights on 96.9 KOZA is up 7-0 against Rossville. First play of the game, fumble for the Bulldogs, and well, they went all the way. Jackson, I don't know how they scored specifically, but Jackson Heights already up 7-0, and Right now, on pace, we got Jackson Heights and Centralia. See, the matchup for Substate next week, that would be at Jackson Heights. But we still got two quarters left of this, and of course, they still got four quarters left over there. Coverage brought to you by, again, Cobra Channel as well as Coast. But here at Locked In 92.1 KMZA, and we got a lot to talk about, lots to break down. Coming into this game, Pitt Colgan, I made a mention, their offensive line, defensive line is big. Their quarterback, great arm. And we've seen those two things today. But Centralia, they knew that what they needed to do to win this game was at least limit one of those options or succeed one of those options. They have been defeating the offense and defensive line, and they are blocking with success. Centralia on the season is averaging 260 rushing yards per game. They're coming against a defense that's averaging 11 points given per game, and what are they doing? This Centralia team has 310 yards through the first half, all rushing on the ground, single-wing offense, and we have seen it done. 15 total carries for 192 yards, three touchdowns from Jacob Plenty, as well as nine carries for 96 yards and a touchdown score from Quinton Aldifer. Both these guys, great. Quinton Aldifer, he had the last touchdown for Centralia to put him up 32-7. It was a big busted 20-plus yard rushing touchdown. Jacob Plenty, he's got two-yard rushing touchdowns, as well as one 22-yard rushing touchdown. Centralia, they have been great, efficient, and great. Amazing in every department right now. I mean, there's only so many words I can come up with out of the dictionary I can pull for this team and the success and the efficiency that they're playing through. They allowed one touchdown on the game. It was on the opening drive, and it was a 53-yard drive. I mean, it was given on the 47-yard line. Pitt Colgan on an onside kick, so they had short field to work with. But since then, Pitt Colgan has not worked with that short of a field, and they have punted twice and turned it over on downs. Centralia, they've had five total possessions. They've only scored four of them as the last one. They only had 8 seconds left. And, of course, they didn't manage to get anything off. It was just a 20-yard keeper from Jacob Plenty. And the time ended, and that ends the first half. 32-7, again, big first half. Giving some stats here from Pitt Colgan. A little bit here, receiving 37 receiving yards from Will Schremer. Anthony Schremer, he's got 9 yards receiving. And then for the receiver, number 19, Brady Buddart, he's got also 19 yards receiving. He's had a great night as well. But passing has been great. It has been the entire show brought to you by Carson Simmons here on the St. Mary's Pitt Colgan side. He's got 4 rushes for 13 yards and a touchdown, but more importantly, he's got 8 completions out of 13 passes, attempted passes for 67 total yards. Again, differentiated and split up amongst the Schremer cousins, as well as number 19, Brett Art. We'll be back one final time here for the first halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll give some updates around the area, as well as some keys and insight into the second half. Stay locked in here, 92.1 KMZA. As we got second half action nearly on the way, 32-7, Centralia still up.
Whether you're an individual or a business in need of a vehicle, head to Holthouse Auto House. Just ask the owners of Lilith Back Roads.
It is a family-owned. My husband raises beef, and we sell hamburgers, roast beef sandwiches. It's all our own meat that we have raised. I'm constantly going to Topeka, to Manhattan, to get stuff for the business, supplies and stuff, and I need a truck to haul all this. He hooked me up with this 2014, and I love this truck. I drive it every day.
Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here to, again, the halftime show here on KMZA 92.1, courtesy of our sponsor, Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Real quick, before we talk about some keys for the second half, let's talk about some scoring updates around the area. Valley Heights right now up from the end of the first quarter. They are currently up 12-8 against Medicine Lodge. That is a team that is in the Class 1A. Of course, they are in a different set of brackets, playing for a different sub-state game next week. Right now, Jackson Heights, of course, they are up 7-0 against Rossville. Rossville, they're trying to get down the field and score and tie the game. Axel's currently up 38-8 in their game, and I also believe that Clifton Clyde is also up by 30 points right now as well against their opponent that they're playing this week. And, of course, your scoring update from here, 32-7. Centralia Panthers with the lead. They don't get the ball to start the second half, but they do at least have a four-possession lead. St. Mary's Pitt Colgan, they will start with the possession to begin the third quarter. They are currently one of three on third downs. They are 0 of 1 on fourth downs. They have turned it over on downs. I also just got another update. Jack Sykes and Rossville is now 7-7. That coverage again, 96.9, but also the Cobra Channel. And this is two big games going on right now. We got two great games going on because the winner of this game will play the winner of that game for sub-state. And we're in the quarterfinals, not semifinals yet. And this one, it's a big matchup. St. Mary's Colgan, we talked about it. That offensive line and defensive line, they are getting dominated. They are getting rushed. They are getting hit hard. They've already allowed two sacks on their quarterback. They've only allowed one all year up to this point. So for them, they really got to clean up the blocking. They got to get out quick and as quick as the Panthers. The Panthers, they just got to keep doing what they're doing. Come out fast. Come out hard. Now you're getting to the point of the game for Centralia where you don't just have to have quick-paced offensive drives. Now you can slow things down and run things into your own territory. Centralia, in that first half, really dominated time of possession extremely. But Centralia and Pitt Colgan, they only had one possession each in that first quarter. It was in that second quarter we saw a lot of quick scores in Troya. They started to pick up the tempo a little bit with quick scores and all their drives. They had four total possessions in the second quarter alone compared to the one possession in the first quarter. Pitt Colgan, they were kept just to three possessions in the second quarter, four possessions total in that first half. Again, well-disciplined defense from Centralia. You've seen a lot from Heiden, Aldifer, Plenty, Reinicke. They've all been exploding up the middle and making great plays for the Centralia Panthers. But for them, it's about keeping up, you know, what they're doing. Right now, 310 rushing yards on the game for Centralia. Nearly 100 alone from Quinton Aldifer and almost 200 alone from Jacob Plenty. These guys have been incredible, and really the only key I can really say for Centralia is to keep doing it. Stay with the bread and butter. Keep going with what's working and keep dominating. We'll be back in just 1 minute here. Stay locked in 92.1 KMZ. Again, the start of the second half.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Kernan Proffitt off to my right. Troy Proffitt helping me out, getting some stats here. Kirk Kilman back in studio. And that first half, again, just lasting a little over, well, not even an hour, I should say. It actually only lasted 58 minutes that first half between the two quarters. So teams very quick with it, getting down to the line of scrimmage and running their plays on the ground. Centralia, if you wanted to know, well, why was the clock running so much? Centralia did not throw a single pass in the first half at all. They had 310 rushing yards, and that's what they're going to keep trying to do here in the second. Well, they did attempt one pass, I should say. They attempted one pass that entire first half. It was called a pass interference. They lined Alder for, it was a great play design by Roger Holtis. It was a second down and long, I believe second down and 24. And Roger Holtis was dialing up, okay, we need a big play here. What's going to be a big play? Let's get Quinton Alderfer all the way out, spread out to the right side. And what does St. Mary's Pick Hogan do? They put a one-on-one against Quinton Alderfer. Alderfer gets open down the field. Unfortunately, Flungy doesn't put it in front of him, and Alderfer does have to come back to the ball, but Alderfer does a great job getting the defender to force a pass interference. And that, again, that's a great drive where the Centralia Panthers were able to go down and score. That was an 89-yard drive they scored. Centralia, they've already scored an 82-yard drive, an 89-yard drive, a 56-yard drive, a 59-yard drive, and as well as a 70-yard drive, but that 59-yard drive. They have scored four straight touchdowns, but their last possession, it was the end of the half, but they had five total possessions here at Pitt-Colgan. They are upcoming on their fifth total possession. They haven't scored since that first one of the game. Again, it was just a little over four-minute drive, 53 yards down the field. It resulted in a touchdown as the only score of the game from Pitt-Colgan, from Carson Simmons, number three, the junior. Also, I'd like to quickly give a shout-out to, we talked about some of the scoring updates around the area. We give a shout-out to the Holtown Phone House in Fairview, because when time to update your vehicle, how many Holtown vehicles have you? Since today, HoltownAutoHouse.com. That is now the end of the halftime show. Again, one time brought to you by the Highland Community College, close to home, far from done, online at HighlandCC.edu. Now, we get started with the second half. The Centralia Panthers here on the kick. It is Ben Haverkamp to kick it left to right of your dials, east to west. The field sits. Back to receive is Anthony Schremer. Haverkamp pointing in the air. Not a star in the sky, but a star ablaze here for the Centralia Panthers as they are out to a 32-7 lead here to start the second half, but to start it with the possession. Anthony Schremer. Back to return for the Pitt-Colgan. Ronnebaum on the tackle, as well as Isaac Reinecke at the 25-yard line for the St. Mary's Pitt-Colgan Panthers will begin their fifth drive of the game. Again, the entire offense of that first half really relied solely on Carson Simmons. He really made the most out of it. He's going to continue to try to lead his team here. Ball now on the 27-yard line officially for Pitt-Colgan. 11:51 left to go here in the third quarter. Pitt-Colgan down 32-7. Hand off to Noah Duncan. And that's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Another loss of carry for St. Mary's Colgan. That is the fifth time tonight, I do believe, that Centralia has made a stop in the backfield. The defense has been absolutely dominance for the Centralia Panthers as they have put pressure on both the edge rusher, on both the edges on the outside and, of course, the inside. Rolling out to the right side, Simmons looking down the field. This time takes off with his legs, bounced at about the 29-yard line. Big hit out of bounds. That's going to bring up now a third down in just about eight after the pickup of four off the second and 12. Here, looking what the officials are giving the signal for. I'm not sure if there was a flag thrown down or not. Well, looks like there's just going to be an official timeout. We'll be back here in... Oh, excuse me, there's a player down. That is what's happened. The player got injured outside. It was Simmons, the quarterback for Pitt-Colgan. He got hit out of bounds, it looks like. I couldn't recognize it. Again, he is out by the Centralia sideline. He was crowded by everybody. Right now, he's down on the ground. Again, Simmons, I talked about how great of a game he's been having up to this point, how amazing his stats were. Again, over 70 yards passing nearly, as well as on the ground, a touchdown, 13 yards carrying, and he's been the star of the show here for St. Mary's Colgan. But we'll be back here in 1 minute. We'll update you here on the injury report of the quarterback from Pitt Colgan, Centralia, up 32-7, with 11-12 up to go here in the third quarter.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and ProTec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silence has struck the field as things have gone pretty quiet here. Star quarterback for St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. He has walked off to the sideline, but he's really holding that left arm. I can't make a diagnosis, just a broadcaster, not a medical doctor. Far from, but it will be Carson Simmons who steps off the field. Backup emergency quarterback here for the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers will be Will Schremmer, number 9. He's actually going to go and pass the first play of the game, and this time he's going to take off with his legs. He's bouncing off a couple defenders. Isaac Reineke and Jacob Flinty look to take him down. That's going to bring up now a fourth down here. Fourth down and looks to be about four. Fourth and four here for the St. Mary's Pitt Colgan Panthers. They're on their own 34-yard line. Again, quarterback Carson Simmons, star quarterback with over 1,000 passing yards on the season and nearly over 300 rushing yards on the year. He is out on the sideline and most likely will not return for the remainder of this game, unfortunately. It will be Will Schremmer, the sophomore, the 6'4" sophomore, to come in and take things over. He's passing once again. He's going right over the middle, and he has a decisive strike to the wide receiver for the first down. Brady Bedard and St. Mary's bringing in Schremmer are not afraid on back-to-back passes. They go right back to him, and that time he makes a great completed pass to pick up a fourth down. The first time we've seen a team pick up a fourth down tonight. That's some much-needed momentum there for Pitt Colgan. Still down 32-7, 9:56 left to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Heights right now up 10-7 against Rossville, just nailing a field goal. It's Adamson. Adamson out to the outside behind the numbers. And he's going to pick up just a couple of yards here. 2 yards on the carry, second down and 8. We'll just pick up for Clayton Adams on the season. He's been great as he came in the day with 27 carries, 266 yards, 4 touchdowns, and just a fumble. But he's also received for over 200 yards, and he's had 10 receptions for 6 touchdowns. Besides the team with Will Schremmer, his most receiving touchdowns. But Schremmer, he's back there passing as his quarterback went down. Hand off to Stoltz. Stoltz for the first time tonight. Ladle a big hit out of bounds. Centralia, I think, is going to get flagged here on a personal foul. Maybe a possibly hit out of bounds. Lane Stoltz, this is the first time I've seen him here tonight. He came in the day with nearly 500 yards rushing. Big surprise you don't see a kid like him getting some more repetition amongst a team that only has one other player that has 500 yards rushing on the season. That penalty will be 15 yards, and that will put now Pitt Colgan not only on a first down, but a first down in Centralia territory on the Centralia 35-yard line. Again, the winner of this game will be playing either Jackson Heights or Rossville next week. If Centralia wins, they will host Rossville. And if Rossville wins, Jackson Heights, if they win, they will host either of the two teams that win today. And if St. Mary's Pitt Colgan wins and Rossville wins, then Rossville will go to St. Mary's Pitt Colgan. Pickup of 3 yards, now second down and 7 after the rush out to the exterior. Ball now on the 33-yard line, snap to Schremmer. Stepping back to pass, releasing this one deep. He's going to one-on-one against Ronnebaum, and it's caught! We'll see if they mark him down short. They do. It's Brady Bedard. What an incredible pass by Schremmer. Coming off the bench, he has done nothing but deliver dimes in dots. And now he has set the Pitt Colgan Panthers on the 2-yard line. First and goal for Pitt Colgan. Here on a nice 73-yard drive that's extended over 4 minutes in length. First time tonight we've seen an empty backfield, trips to the left, wide right. Schremmer, direct snap, and he's looked to be stopped in the backfield. Just outside the numbers, brought back to around the 4-yard line. That will now be a second and goal from the 4 for St. Mary Pitt Colgan. A 12 left to go here. Again, 32-7. Centralia Panthers with the lead. 8:06 left to go in the third quarter. Pitt Colgan, second and goal from the 4-yard line. Star quarterback for Pitt Colgan. If you just tuned in, he went down on this drive. Carson Simmons was stepping up for him has been Will Schremmer, and he has had 3 completions that have changed the momentum of this game. Stoltz stopped in the backfield at the 5-yard line. Back-to-back tackles for loss. That time, coming in hot, I believe it was Ty Winner for the Centralia Panthers. Also, Jacob Flinty. Stoltz comes back onto the bench here. Substitution, in comes Noah Duncan, the fullback senior for Pitt Colgan. Third and goal from the 5-yard line. Huge opportunity to get a stop for Centralia. An opportunity to score for Pitt Colgan. Dropping back, Schremmer, he's got an open guy in the end zone, and touchdown, Pitt Colgan. Cuts this score to 32-13. I believe Brady Bedard was on the reception. Anthony Schremmer. So Will Schremmer, the cousin, number 9. It's the junior, Anthony Schremmer, number 6. 32-13, going for the extra point kick now, long check, and that one goes right on through. It is now 32-14, but still holding an 18-point lead. 3 possessions is the Centralia Panthers. We'll be back here in just a little bit on 92.1 KMZA. Stay locked in.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here. Pitt Colgan getting a touchdown since their first possession of the game in that first quarter. It was their only possession in that first quarter, but here, the sole possession of the third quarter. Pitt Colgan, they start with 11:51 on the clock. They drained off nearly 5 minutes. It's 7:14 left here to go in the third quarter. Centralia still by three possessions, 32-14. Centralia on their last five possessions, they've scored four straight, and then, of course, their fifth possession in the game, that winds up being just a end of half. Ronnebaum taking this one. He's breaking free past the 45 and out of bounds. I thought Ronnebaum for a second stepped out of bounds as he fell down. He fumbled initially at the 15-yard line, picked it back up, went outside the numbers, and there he starts Centralia with great starting field position. As they will begin this sixth drive of the game, well, it looks like the chain gang is trying to decide where they need to set up, and they will officially be at the 41-yard line. Centralia, they begin on their own 41-yard line with 7 minutes and 5 seconds left to go to the third quarter. Centralia, this is their first possession of the second half. That first half, they had five possessions, four touchdowns, over 310 yards rushing. Speaking about the rusher, Jacob Flenty, right up the middle and up the gut he goes. A near first down. They're going to mark him short, second and one. A gain of nine for Jacob Flenty. Jacob Flenty, incredible numbers on the game. Nearly 200 yards rushing, over 15 total carries. But you can't forget Aldifer, who has a near 100 yards rushing with nine carries. Jacob Flenty, he had the first three touchdows of the game for Centralia. A 1 yard touchdown, a 22 yard touchdown, and a 2 yard rushing touchdown. And Quinton Aldifer, he tacked on his own 22 yard touchdown as well. 6:26 left to go. Ball on the 50 yard line, second down and one. Jacob Flenty, keeper, first down after the run outside the exterior of the line following that convoy just 4 yards down the field. Centralia now on Pitt Colgan's 46 yard line. Neither team has officially turned the ball over yet. Pitt Colgan has had a turnover on downs. That was on their third possession of the game. Again, the winner of this game will play the winner of Jackson Heights and Rossville next week, next Friday. You can catch the Jackson Heights coverage on 96.9 COZA. That's with Wade Gushner, as well as you can catch it on the Cobra channel. Here, handoff into the backfield, stops at the 50-yard line. That is the first big-time tackle for loss from St. Mary's Colgan. Christian Morris on the tackle for loss. I haven't called him all day, but in my pregame, I mentioned how big of a player he is. He's a junior, 5'10", 195 pounds, nearly 200, but he had 70 tackles coming in the day, 4 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, 3 fumble recovery, excuse me, 2 fumble recoveries, and 2 forced fumbles. He has been an absolute dominant player on the season, and there he gets a tackle for loss to help St. Mary's Pitt Colgan. Second down and 12, ball on the 49-yard line. Centralia here. Big run for Flenty, bouncing out to the left side, and he will be dragged down by his left leg at the 26. What a great block from Mason Stahlbaumer. Shout out to the offensive lineman senior who got down the field and threw a block at the hash marks for Flenty. Just a senior helping out another senior to get down the field. Centralia starts this drive on their own 41-yard line here. They're at the 27-yard line in St. Mary's Colgan territory. In shotgun, Jacob Flenty, Ben Haverkamp, spread out to the right side. Ronnebaum, he gets the handoff here. He makes a guy miss, but only retrieves himself back to the original line of scrimmage. 4:25 left to go here, the third quarter. 32-14. Again, you're locked in 92.1 KMZA. And after this, we'll go straight into a simulcast to the Nemaha Central and Osage City game. Nemaha Central on the road against Osage City. That's on 103.9 KNZA with Brandon Tatman. Again, that will go into straight simulcast coverage. Second down and 9, 1 yard carry for Centralia. Flency, keeper, out to the left side of the line. Great block, thrown down, and he's down at the 20-yard line, shy of the first. Mark that a 3rd down and 3. That time, a great block thrown by Aiden Talley. Again, you give a lot of credit to Centralia Panthers, not as big on the line unit compared to St. Mary's Pitt Colgan. However, it's about the speed. The guards are pulling quicker than Usain Bolt. And their offensive linemen, they're down there getting blocks quickly down the field. 3rd down and 1, ball now on the 17-yard line in St. Mary's Pitt Colgan territory. Direct snap to Jacob Flinty. He looks like he has enough for the first down. We'll see what they mark. And they're going to give him a first, a 3-yard carry for Jacob Flinty, moving the chains. That brings up a 1st down and 10 at the 15-yard line in Pitt Colgan territory. Currently right now, 32-14. Again, on the season, Centralia has only allowed 17 points per game defensively. They're averaging 37 points per game on offense. According to St. Mary's Pitt Colgan, on average, they're scoring 40 points per game and only allowing teams to score 11.2 points per game. Jacob Flency spinning around. Heideman on the handoff. Only goes for a gain of 2. Gain of 1, they'll mark. 2nd down and 9 after the carry of 1, ball now on the 14-yard line in Pitt Colgan territory. 2:31 left to go, and if you're Centralia, you're clearly making a way to slow the, or to, well, speed the clock up by slowing down the tempo of your offense. There's no need for a one-play score here from the 14-yard line. Take things slow and get it in easy. Here, spin back, Jacob Flinty getting through the open hole between the guard and the tackle, and he's brought down at just past the 10-yard line. That will bring up a 3rd down. It's a pickup of 4 yards for Jacob Flinty. Now a 3rd down and 5 on the 10-yard line in Pitt Colgan territory. Centralia, on their 5-12 possessions, they have taken a total of 2 trips inside the red zone. As 2 of those possessions, they didn't have to get inside the red zone. They decided that they would just be outside the door of it and crash their way in. So 3rd and 5. 1:31 left to go. Jacob Flinty here at keeper up the middle. Again, still here in the 3rd quarter. That is going to be a stop short. Anthony Schremer here on the tackle. But that's going to be the first time Centralia will meet a 4th down tonight. A 4-yard carry for Jacob Flinty. Centralia failed their first 3rd down tonight. They're now 1 of 2 on 3rd downs. And now Centralia is met with a 4th and 1. They are still up by 3 possessions, by 18 points, 32-14, with just 50 seconds left to go here. But up the middle, Flinty pushing the pile, and that might just be a touchdown. We'll see what they give it, and that should be enough for the first. Great play from the Centralia Panthers, running it right up the gut and rumbling and stumbling, Jacob Flinty. He looks for his 4th score of the game. Stay tuned again for our post-game show, as well as our player of the game segment that we do at the end of each one of our games. And also, again, after this game, there will be a simulcast with KNZA and KNZA for the Nemaha Central and Osage City game. Handoff, Heideman. Heideman stops short at the 1-yard line. Now it's a 2nd and goal. Centralia most likely here to let the clock run to 0 for the 3rd quarter and take a 32-14 lead entering the 4th in a what could be an upset on the road win for the Centralia Panthers. We have been Panther Radio all season long. Right now, Jackson Heights up 17-7 against the Rossville Bulldogs on pace. The Panthers may just go on the road for the sub-state game, the Jackson Heights, next week, but we'll only know if you stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZ, and then afterwards, tune into 96.9 KOZA. We'll be back in 30 seconds here. Excuse me, 1 minute. The transition in the fourth quarter here. 12 minutes left to go this game. 32-14, Centralia leads.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got one quarter left of play here. 12 minutes. 32-14, Centralia leads Jackson Heights. They lead Russell 17-7 on pace. Next week for the sub-state game, Centralia could be on the road at Dave Henry Field. That would be an incredible matchup, a rematch from the 2019 sub-state game, Jackson Heights and Centralia. Wouldn't that be something? But Centralia, they got to secure this one. They are on a second and goal from the 1 yard line. Keeper for Flinty, and Flinty into the end zone for his fourth score today. Now up 38-14, the Centralia Panthers. What an incredible game tonight we've seen from Flinty. He is nearly over 200 yards rushing with four scores. If you want a player of the week, a player of the game, player of the year, Jacob Flinty, the All-State honorable mention and first team All-League returner from the TBL. He is the do-it-all player. He's not thrown a single passing yard today either. He has completed one pass, but it was on a two-point conversion, so it doesn't technically go down on the stat sheet. You're trying to go for another two-pointer. They have converted on every two-point conversion today, and Jacob Plenty with some style in the end zone, now up 40-14, a 26-point lead against St. Mary's Pitt Colgan. We'll be back here in 30 seconds. Stay locked in 92.1 KMZA, 1156. Let's go in the fourth.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, or as we like to name it, the Centralia Panther Radio, as we've done five games all year for Centralia. Man, it has been an incredible run. I have seen this team more than I've seen the back of my hand. And I'll tell you what, I know this team like the back of my hand right now, and they are excellent. I knew coming into the day that they were going to give a pretty good dogfight here to this St. Mary's Colgan team. Right now they're up 40-14, a four-possession lead here, taking on the Pitt Colgan Panthers. They are off to a dynamite start. They have been incredible. Again, they have not forced a turnover yet against Pitt Colgan, but who needs a turnover when your offense is light lightning? They're up 40-14 right now, 11:54 left to go, but kickoff here from Centralia. Pitt Colgan, they start things here on their own 34-yard line. Pitt Colgan, they did score on their only possession in that third quarter, but here, dropping back to pass, Will Schremer. Again, he's coming back in for the quarterback. There's going to be a holding call. The ball's just thrown up in the air. It goes out of bounds for an incompletion, but I think there's going to be either a holding call or it could maybe possibly even be grounding if they do decide to throw another flag after the play. Looks like they're going to get Pitt Colgan on a hold. If you weren't for it, start quarterback Carson Simmons. He went down the last drive. Will Schremer, he had to come in for the injured quarterback. It was some sort of elbow injury. Again, not sure what the diagnosis is of him. He's currently actually in a cast, to the right of the sideline right now with his helmet off. See what they get now. Again, they're going to call the holding call against Pat Colgan. Now first down and 20 on their own 20-yard line. Handoff in the backfield. That's Adamson. Adamson, he's making a couple guys miss, reversing the field here. Now past the 30 to the 33 before he's finally wrapped out of bounds by Jacob Plenty. 11:36 left to go here in the fourth quarter, the final quarter of play. Second down now. Second down and 11, 9-yard carry for Adamson. He was kind of dead in the water when he was running to the right side of the exterior, but he found his way to reverse it up the field. Looks like the defensive line nearly just jumped off sides, but they all got back on set for the Panthers. Will Schremmer, he's trying to draw that Panthers line offside. Again, they've been so dominant and so aggressive. Stoltz, he's got the carry. Heidemann on a near tackle, but coming in like a heat-seeking missile, dragging him down. Ronnebaum! Ronnebaum is the bomb. If anyone remembers that thing from my first time calling Centralia this year when he had that explosive touchdown return defensively on a kickoff. He just had an incredible tackle. 1 yard carry for Stoltz. Third down and 10 now. Ball on the 34-yard line of Pat Colgan. Pat Colgan in shotgun, dropping back. It's Schremmer. He's pressured in the pocket, and it's an incompletion. Intended pass to Brady Bedard. And now here, Pat Colgan, for the first time tonight, just might get three and outed. Second time tonight, excuse me. 2:32 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 40-14 lead, and if you're Pat Colgan, you're going for this one. Centralia on their last possession, they ticked 7:09 off the clock. They allowed only one possession for each team in that third quarter. Centralia, they did the same thing that first quarter. Both teams only had one possession in that one, too. Pump fake, Schremmer, down the field. He's got an open receiver, intercepted, no, dropped. It was right in the hands of Tyler Jones. Tyler Jones, that would have been his first pick of the year. It was in his hands. He was running for 3 yards, and it fell right out. He almost just had a pick six. But regardless, that's now going to be a turnover on downs for Pat Colgan. That's their second of the game. And last week, Centralia played Opie. They went 40-26. They did not force any turnovers against Opie, but the defense had 2 turnover on downs. And really, that's pretty much a turnover. That's not officially on a stat sheet, but still, Centralia, defensively, they have been well-sounded, and they have been great. Their offensive total is over, they're averaging 37 points a game on the year. They're over that this game. They're averaging giving up 17 points per game. Right now, they're under that, only allowing 14 in this one. 40-14, 10:20 left on the board. Plenty, keeper, first down and 10. Centralia, they start on Pat Colgan's 34-yard line. This is the best field position any team has got tonight. Against Centralia on their last drive, they wasted 7:09 off the clock, and they look to continue to do the same thing here in the tempo I talked about in that halftime, the Highland halftime show, that we need for Centralia to take some time off the clock. In that first half, they had quick scores. Their first possession was a very slow score, but then they got quick with it, and now what they're doing here is they're going methodical and going slow. Heidemann carrying the backfield. Pat Colgan still trying to keep with it. The crowd still trying to stay energized, but Centralia is 9:30 away from going to substate. And Centralia is a team that I feel like not many people gave a lot of credit to throughout the year, a team that maybe a lot of people didn't fear enough as a potential dark horse to go to the state championship. In Centralia actually has a legitimate opportunity and chance to go to that point. Again, they got a skewer tonight. They're up 40-14, 4 position lead with 9 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. They're on pace to right now going to Jackson Heights next week, as the Cobras are up 17-7 last time we checked here against Rossville. And Centralia, they turn the ball over for the first time tonight on a fumble. And now Pat Colgan. Their crowd gets up and gets a little bit excited here. And the referees are going to talk this over. So Noah Duncan, he has the ball in his hand, or did have the ball in his hand when he got up, but they're going to look to see if maybe, well, they're going to discuss if there's a possibility that the Centralia's player's knee was on the ground, and they're going to say it is. And the Pitt Colgan crowd is not very happy at all about that call. They believe that the ball was loose. But regardless, still a defensive opportunity. This is the second time Centralia has met a fourth down tonight. The last fourth down they did convert. 8:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia, they are trying to waste as much off the clock as possible. They may even take a delay of game here and punt. Not sure. It looks like they're going to call a timeout. With 8:25 left to go on a fourth down and six on the Pitt Colgan 30-yard line. They're going to try to convert the fourth down and six and try to get this possession continuously going to run out the clock and win. We'll be back in 30 seconds here again, 40-14. Centralia with the lead with 8:25 left to go in the fourth.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, we're trying to see who's going to move on to Substate next week in Class 1A in this East bracket. Centralia up 40-14, 8:25 left to go. If you want to know who they might play, tune in to 96.9 KOZA with Wade and the Cobra Channel. Also, you can watch it via stream. Jackson Heights is up 17-7 with the football in the middle of the second quarter. Again, the winner of that game plays the winner of this. Centralia and Jackson Heights, they are the ones with that favor. Oliver to the outside on the fourth down and six. He picks up the first down into the end zone. And touchdown, Quinton Oliver. All he needed was a six-yard pickup for the first, but he said, hey, I want a touchdown. 30 yards for Quinton Oliver in the end zone. What an incredible drive put together. That started on the 34-yard line of Pitt Colgan territory. Pitt Colgan, they have another player down the field. We'll be back in 30 seconds. So right now, Centralia up 46-14 with 8:15 left to go.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. Right now, Centralia is up 46-14, but there is another Pitt Colgan player injured and down on the field. So the two-point conversion is up and pending for Centralia. Again, they are officially up right now, 46-14. They have scored on back-to-back touchdowns. Pitt Colgan, they turned over on downs on their lone possession here of the second half. Pitt Colgan, they've only had 2 total possessions in the second half. Centralia limiting it with their time of possession. Coming off the field, Brady Van Beesler, he is just he's actually a senior, but looks like he's going to walk off this field slow. He's assisted by both of his coaches. Again, we talk about the injuries that have been a very crucial point, but definitely not the deciding point between these two teams. I mean, for St. Mary's Pitt Colgan, Carson Simmons came out, injured his left elbow, but I wouldn't really argue that the fact that that's really played a factor in this game is the injuries. Centralia, they have just dominated on all sides of the front, all sides of the cylinder, all sides of the triangle, all sides of the, oh, you get the point, all sides of the shape. 46-14, Centralia, man, they've had an incredible game. Jacob Flinty trying to keep this one up the middle. The first time tonight that the Centralia Panthers have actually been declined on the two-point conversion. They are only up 46-14. But here, a 34-point lead, or excuse me, a 32-point lead, up 46-14. We'll be back in 30 seconds here with just 8 minutes, 15 seconds left to go. Centralia looking to go to the sub-state round next week.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Centralia up 46-14. Just a dominant game right now for them. They are up by 32 points. They are just stacking this game in their favor. They have a four-possession lead, but they are not looking to bend and break on this one. They're up, again, 46-14 with 8:15 left to go. The ball goes out of bounds on the kickoff, so that will be a penalty that will be enforced, but Pitt Colgan, again, starting quarterback, went out for him. Carson Simmons in has been Will Schremmer, and Schremmer, he's been great. He's actually been pretty fantastic. He's had the lone passing touchdown on this game out of any team. It was a 5-yard passing touchdown, a little flat route out to his cousin, Anthony Schremmer. But Centralia, again, they're dominating the time of possession. Pitt Colgan, they only had one drive in that first quarter. They only had one possession in the third quarter. Pitt Colgan, they did have three possessions in the second, and right now they're coming up to their second possession in the fourth. First and goal, ball on the 35-yard line, Pitt Colgan in their own territory. Hand off to Stoltz. He's going to be stinted in the backfield. Big-time tackle coming in there for the Panthers. Red hot, Mason Stahlbaumer. A loss of two, and I bring it back one more time. It's the upfront plays. Games, especially at the high school level, are dictated by your front five. You know, how those kids play, what's their mentality. You know, if they get pancaked one play, blocked the other, how are they going to respond? Right now, Centralia, they have been great. Possibly another tackle for loss. Anthony Schremmer, he's going to pick up 2 yards after the catch from his cousin, Will Schremmer. The two plays here, up and coming, the third play for Pitt Colgan on this drive. They are now on a third down and 9. So they get a 3-yard catch for Anthony Schremmer. We'll have some stats here in our post game as well as our post game recap of this game. And our post game show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And we'll, of course, have the player of the game for the Farmers State Bank. Going to be a tight competition between both Jacob Flinty and Quentin Aldifer, as both of them, not only on this game but on this season, have been outstanding players. Trips right, and with that flood concept goes out Schremmer. He is looking down the field, surveying, and nearly intercepted. That's going to be an incompletion with Jacob Flinty. Nearly had the pick. Flinty has not had an interception all season long. He almost just had his first. And now Pitt Colgan will be brought to a fourth down and 9 on their own 36-yard line. If they turn it over here, Centralia would get back-to-back drives in Pitt Colgan territory. Last one from Centralia was a pretty short drive. They converted a fourth down and 6 with a 30-yard rushing touchdown from Quinton Aldifer. And it looks like Pitt Colgan is going to just run out their punting unit. And when you're down 32 points in 4 possessions, running out your punting unit with less than, 7 minutes and 30 seconds left of the game to the team that you know is going to run the ball straight down the middle, it's kind of an admit of waving the white flag. And, you know, kudos to St. Mary's Colgan. Their fan base is actually extremely happy. They're upstanding, clapping, and they're proud of their young seniors and their men out there. They're talented athletes that have put up their all in this game. But Centralia on pace to run this one out with the clock. They were watching 92.1 KMZA. After this, we'll have the post-game coverage. And then we'll send you straight into a simulcast with KNZA covering the Nemaha Central Osage game. Nemaha Central, who last time was up, maybe get an update on this one real quick. Nemaha Central is not up anymore. It's actually 14-14 in the second quarter. But Jackson Heights, they're up 24-7. Centralia, handoff, up the middle, directly up the gut. 7:03 against Centralia, just trying to run this one down. Centralia, they will improve to 10-1 on this season if they get this win. They will travel to Jackson Heights next week if Jackson Heights does secure the victory over Rossville. Now, if Rossville does pull the comeback against Jackson Heights, then Centralia will host Rossville. Plenty of opportunities. Again, that game's on 96.9 KOZA. Jacob Flinty, he's got the carry up the middle. Doesn't go for much. Brings up a third down up to the second down and 9. A carry of just 4 yards. Brings it now to a third down and 3. Again, this is just Roger Holtz's third year at head coach. He's looking for his first state title as a coach for Centralia. Centralia, they have a total of 4 state titles, 2009, 2011, 2013, and 2019, the most recent one. St. Mary's Colgan, their most recent one was back in 2003. That's when they won 68 straight games and won 4 straight state titles dating from 2000 to 2003. A snap, this time to Jacob Flinty once again. Flinty, ball carrier, he's got another first down. Moves the chains. Another third down conversion. Jackson Heights now up just 24-14 against against Rossville. We talk about the opportunities and the chances in that game. Centralia, Rossville wins, could host a playoff game. Jackson Heights wins. Centralia will go on the road once more, but thankfully this time Centralia won't have to travel 4 hours. They'll only have to travel 30 minutes up on the 75 highway, and they'll be right there at Dave Henry Field, Jackson Heights. First and 10 now, handoff to Quinton Oliver, and Oliver busts this one out for a nice pickup of 10 yards. Centralia, they were on their own 15-yard line. Trying to pick up another first down, quick with it. Trying to get that clock to run out. 5:05 left to go. The clock is currently stopped as there was a pickup of the first down. It's 46-14 against Centralia. Guarantee this win. There's Colgan on the fourth down and 9. Decided to not go for it. They punted it. Just trying to let Centralia run this clock out. Get themselves home. Centralia has been 3-7 when playing Pitt Colgan in the playoffs, but now they improved to 7-4. Hand off right up the middle. Clock starts to run again. This is the first time Centralia has beaten Pitt Colgan in the playoffs since 2011. They won 24-10 in the regionals round against St. Mary's Colgan. They won the sub-state round 24 again against St. Mary's Pitt Colgan. And that was the year that Centralia went 10-3 but became state champions. In fact, the last two times Centralia has beat Pitt Colgan, whether in the regular season or in the playoffs, they have also won the state title. So maybe that's a good omen right there for Centralia when you consider that stat alone. First down pickup, another one coming up for the Centralia Panthers again, just handing the ball off, dispersing it to that hefty backfield of Aldifer, Flinty, Heidemann, and Reinecke. And here are 3:50 left to go in this game. And this is pretty much the point in the game where we know the winner. We just get to talk for a really long time. It's the real fun part here of broadcasting. But we got 46-14 lead from Centralia. And let me tell you, this is a big game, an exciting game for me. I was preparing all week for this one. Knew how good St. Mary's Colgan was, especially considering they beat Riverside last week 19-0 and Centralia only beat them 34-28. But when you consider that game with the Riverside, I believe at one point Centralia was up by a huge margin. And they just allowed Riverside to come back late in that game with just a couple of turnovers. But the one thing about Centralia is they haven't turned the ball over in the playoffs yet. They have not turned the ball over once since the start of the playoffs. Neither have they had a turnover on down. They have just been exceptional on the offense. And that's how you win games. Win the turnover margin, force turnovers, but also make big plays on the defense and offensive side of the ball. Centralia has been well adapted to every single one of those things. Second down and 8, ball on their own 43-yard line is the Centralia Panthers. 2:36 left to go here of the fourth quarter. Again, Centralia 46-14. And on this game, Centralia, they've had over 400 yards rushing, over 200 alone from Plenty, over 100 from Aldifer. They have been absolutely incredible. There is no other way to put it. The Centralia Panthers team this season that they have put together off the backs of the All-Star mentioned first-team All-League returner, Jacob Flensy, but also the sophomore, the young sophomore, Quinton Aldifer. He's had over 1,200 total yards on the season. Heidemann, direct snap. Trying to pick up the first down. He's going to be short. It's a third down and 4. Ball on the 50-yard line. Fourth down and 1. Centralia has converted 2 fourth downs today. And with 1:38 left to go, again, we'll have a post-game show here on 92.1 KNZA. Afterwards, we'll put you to the simulcast with KNZA as Brandon Zatman's got the call of Seminole Central against Osage City. Seminole Central on the road. They were up at one point, but I believe right now the game is tied 14-14 unless there was any near updates. We'll talk about some of the scoring updates around the area when we get to our post-game show. Here, handoff up the middle, and Centralia looks to actually be stopped short. This might be the first time Centralia turns the ball over, this time a turnover on downs. Carry from Henry Heidemann, and that will be a turnover on down for the Centralia Panthers. On their 8th possession of the game, the Centralia Panthers finally give the ball to the other team for the turnover on downs. And now Pitt Colgan will take over with 1:10 left to go. They will most likely here just either try to tap the score or run the clock out. Throw out to the near side here. Caught for the first time seeing the night. Freddie Bodega. He's got the catch near to the 41-yard line. That's going to be a yard shy of the first down. Pitt Colgan a little bit of a hurry up here. But again, Centralia, they will become victorious whether it's 46-14 or 46-21. We'll see. Here near side again. Right back to Bodega to pick up the first down. And this is really a hard game here for St. Mary's Colgan. And again, the injuries didn't really decide this game. Centralia, clear victor. They had a great all fronts, defense, offense, special teams, did it all. But it is unfortunate that Carson Simmons did sustain a game-ending injury. Deep shot here to Bodega and nearly caught to end the game. Well, it wouldn't be the end of the game. It's still 38 seconds left, but an almost an incredible catch in the back of the end zone. Brady Bodega has not been on the field all night long, and he finally comes in. He's gotten 3 straight targets. He's got 2 receptions. Nearly that time had a great touchdown reception of 35 yards. In the coverage was Dagan Ronnebaum. Twins right, twins left. Dropping back, Schremmer, trying to go out of bounds here. Bodega, once again, 4 straight targets, this time another completion. That brings up 3rd down and 5. The clock will stop at 33 seconds, but the score is still 46-14. Centralia with the lead. Centralia will either go on the road to Jackson Heights next week to Dave Henry Field, or Centralia, if Rossville wins, will host at John Riggins Field. Hopefully we'll have that call here on 92.1 KMZA on either of those two games. Pass out to Schremmer to Addison, and Adamson is picked up at the line of scrimmage. That brings up a 4th down. 21 seconds left to go here. We'll see if Pitt Colgan elects to run a play or if they just let this one run out. To end the season here for Pitt Colgan in the quarterfinals round, 7 seconds left to go. 1 more play. Just a shot to the end zone. Schremmer, look in here. He goes to Anthony Schremmer, and he's tackled out of bounds. Well, not quite out of bounds, just in front of it. But now the Centralia Panthers finally secure it. Man, that was a long 5 minutes. But tell you what, Jasper, the Centralia Panthers, they made it worthwhile because The clock has finally hit zero. It is 46-14. The Centralia Panthers will now move on to the sub-state championship game. Again, if you want to know who they play, that coverage is on 96.9 KOZA as well as the Cobra Chump. Before you tune into that, let's stay tuned to the post-game show. Let's talk about some stats and a recap here for your Centralia Panthers. We're back here in a couple of minutes for the post-game show.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in here to the post-game show, 92.1, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at Be Outdoors. com. And tell you what, we're outdoors here tonight, and it's cold, but Centralia Panthers, man, they were like fire tonight. 46-14 in the victory win over Pitt Colgan. They allowed the Pitt Colgan Panthers to score on their first possession of the first half and score on their first possession of the second half. So the first quarter and second quarter, Pitt Colgan, they scored on those opening drives. And I'll tell you what, Centralia did a great job adjusting their defense, adjusting their offense, and their play calling. Last week, Centralia, they passed the ball a lot in that first half to get going against Opie. But this week, they knew that they could get that ground and pound working early, that single-wing offense. They got the trickery going. They got all different lined up in the one-on-ones. The only time they ran a pass play, and again, a huge credit to Holt this year, that pass play was on a second down in 24. He lined again, Aldifer one-on-one to the outside edge. I'm not sure what anything was doing allowing a kid like Aldifer to be lined up one-on-one, but, man, he was able to get out there. It did not catch the ball, but was able to draw pass interference to get Centralia to get that first down. What just an incredible play call and a crucial pass scenario. But, again, Centralia on the night, 450 rushing yards. You talk about the stats, 27 carries, 262 yards rushing for four touchdowns from Jacob Plenty, as well as 13 carries for 136 yards rushing, two touchdowns for Quentin Aldifer. He's had a great night. Again, you're tuned to the Be Outdoors Real Estate. Centralia on their first four straight drives of the game, they scored four straight touchdowns. And here to end the game, also on their sixth drive of the game, they scored a touchdown on their seventh drive of the game. They scored another touchdown. Their first touchdown of the game was a 5-minute drive, and their last touchdown of the game was a 2-minute drive. So again, they had a nice dispersion. They also had a 7-minute touchdown drive amongst that third going into that fourth quarter that really ticked and talked a lot of clock off the board, and they just did a great job controlling the time of possession, dominating the offensive line, the defensive line. They got up front quick, and they got executed. So, again, that's just a little bit of the recap of the game. Again, brought to you by the post-game show, Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, agricultural real estate, online at beoutdoors.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here for the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Again, stay tuned for that here. Again, the reminder, Centralia, they win 46-14. We'll move to Substate on next week.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Hi there, community. Are you ready to make a difference? Now until December 2nd, SBS Insurance, along with your help, will be collecting new socks to help those in our community in need. It's simple. Drop off your donations of new kids or adult socks at your local SBS Insurance office. Remember, a simple pair of socks can make a big difference. Let's spread warmth and kindness this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, we got a quick little last segment here as we're going to send you on to the simulcast with KNZA 103.9 with Brandon Tadman. It is 14-14 right now in Nemaha Central against Osage City in a battle of classification of 2A. Again, Nemaha Central on the road against Osage City. But again, here, 46-14, Centralia Panthers win. They will go on next week to either play Rossville or Jackson Heights. If Jackson Heights wins, they'll go on the road to Jackson Heights. And Centralia, if Rossville wins, they will host them. But here we are in our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, our Player of the Game is none other than Jacob Flenny. 27 carries, 262 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He contributed to the team's total of 450 rushing yards. I know last week we had Quinton Oliver. This week we get Jacob Flenty, and really you could switch either of those around because they are both great players who contribute to this team. Again, final time here, 46-14. What an incredible game and victory for Centralia. They go to Substate next week, and also their first time winning a playoff game against Pitt Colgan since 2011. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, Centralia, they win 46-14. Thank you all. One last time, I'm Karim Prophet, Troy Prophet, Kirk Kilman, back in studio. You've been tuned in to 92.1 KMZA.